On today's episode, we talk about Champions League. There's some big wins. There's some big draws. And also Arsenal was one of those big draws.
Okay. And then we talked some Major League Soccer. There's a huge slate of matches. We attended absolute thrashing at Yankee Stadium.
Not a fun one.
But we got a lot to look forward to this Saturday against Inter Miami. And some Rapido reactions. So all this and more today on the Cooligans. Let's go.
You ever eat something or smell something and it brings you back to your childhood?
Sometimes, yeah. Now like, and laters do that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Very, what does it remind you of?
Of, you know, after school, being in the lunchroom, just that smell of like that particular candy, which, you know, it's the artificial flavors that are in there that just tell you like
bananas don't even taste like this, you know?
So yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. Yeah.
You know, I smelled like Noxzema a long time ago.
Ooh, delicious.
Let me tell you something. with enough alcohol. No, I smelled it. As soon as I smelled it, it reminded me of being like sunburnt as a kid. I was like, why the hell is that happening? And my mom's like, we used to put this on you when you were sunburnt and you hated putting on sunblock. So you used to get sunburned a lot. I was like, oh, yeah, that happened to me this week. This week I went to a restaurant, very famous.
Also, but Noxzema is after your sunburn to like heal from the, burn?
Heal from the burn.
Got it. So they would just heal you from the burn rather than, prevent you getting burned.
Because I would apply maybe like the first sunblock, but not again. I'd be get off me. I'm having fun, you know, not knowing how to swim in this water. So they would apply it if I got too sunburned.
Okay.
But I went to this place called Minetta Tavern. It's very famous, very nice. Decided to take Donna. They have two burgers, one very expensive burger and one kind of expensive burger. So I said to D, I'm like, we should get both, split them in half and decide which one we like more, which is my way of getting Donna to get me to allow me to eat a burger.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah.
And then the lady, the waitress was French. She said, you got to try the creme caramel, which is like flan.
Okay.
It's a little different. It adds more egg yolk to it. It's a little bit different. The texture's different. But I took one bite and it immediately reminded me of the flan my grandfather used to make. He was a dessert maker in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fully transported. And my wife thought I was just having like the most orgasmic creme caramel of all time. She's like, he really likes this dessert.
You have like a weird, like positive PTSD.
Yeah, no, my grandfather was cool people. But it just, that doesn't often happen. You know, you just take a bite of something, immediately you're transported back to being a kid.
Right. Don't they say that smell and taste are the things most connected to like your memory or something like that?
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before.
No, I think you're right.
Okay. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, in your agreement. I think you're 100% right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good eating experience at Minetta Tavern.
You know what? Honestly, when haven't I had a good eating experience?
Hopefully.
When I let other people choose a restaurant.
Hopefully this podcast as well is a good, you know, brings back a lot of good memories
Let's give
for your
them
childhood.
A good memory. Yeah, baby.
You remember that, everybody?
Come on.
That's how we used to start the show. And then, Alexis.
I just, my voice was like, please don't do that anymore.
Alexis got laryngitis, like Adele, you know, after singing at a residency.
She's retiring, right?
Adele's retiring?
Or she's calling it quits for a little bit.
I hope not. I'm going to blame, what is it?
Usher.
LeBron's agent.
Yeah, that's right.
That's who she's...
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul. Bro,
hey, don't call poor
don't
Paul.
Take the- don't take the queen away from us.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the Cooligans, everybody, right here on... Sports, we out here. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And... there it is. We got a lot to go over today because we had
a little beat for y'all.
Okay. Anybody, any producers out there, feel free to use it. You have explicit consent to use that audio.
Or call me so you can make your beats better.
All right. Alexis, who's literally never been next to an Ableton device.
I had the cracked version of Fruity Loops for 3 weeks.
So we have a lot to go over today. Obviously, Champions League started this week, so we got a lot to go over. The Americans out here thriving in the UEFA Champions League.
Buckets.
Okay. We have also MLS, a big slate of games. We attended a game as well.
Yeah. Buckets being scored on us.
Exactly. Now we're not as much a fan of that.
Yeah. We're not having a good.
But well, let's start with Champions League and discuss, AC Milan played against.
Let's start with the format. We've now seen a full match day.
One match day.
Full match day broken up into three different days. It's not confusing people at all.
Well, that seemed to be the weirdest part, that it was 3 days of Champions League.
It's too many matches.
Three straight days. So I think I was looking at the schedule, and it seems like this is the only week.
It is. Next week, they're going to do this with Europa.
Gotcha.
It might be 2 days. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm a little confused now.
There's a lot of teams. So that was probably the most jarring kind of difference.
What do you think about the format so far?
So far, it's fine. I mean, I think we won't really, quote unquote, feel it or notice it until probably like 3 or 4 weeks in.
Well, right now the table is set so far.
Yeah, so we should look. Actually, we should take a look at the table. Here we go. Okay. So, yeah, it's like trippy to look at a Champions League table. But yeah. Bayern is in first.
They basically were like, what if we make Champions League? What if we take the Super League idea and just make it Champions League?
Exactly. So we're looking at the table now.
Why you got to go so far to get to Arsenal? That's the one thing that I'm upset about.
Yeah, we got to go over a few of these matches. But let's first start with and highlight the Americans that are playing in Champions League. Carter, do you know the total?
I know in one match it was the first time five were on the pitch at the same time.
Yeah, I did see that. I wonder how many total are playing in this champion. I don't know if it's like the most ever. You would assume it's the most because there's more teams now and stuff right. Like that. But maybe we can get that info. But but obviously Christian Pulisic scores the only goal against
like
Liverpool.
3 minutes in.
This is what Christian Pulisic does.
Yeah, bro. He leads by example.
Okay.
He shows everyone, see what I just did? You've got now 87 minutes to go do that. They did not.
Exactly. Because he goes back to the cafeteria and says, no more pasta. It's all chicken fingers
right.
Now, bro.
Yo, we're going to do America, this. Bro. You know what he did? He saw people eating pasta. He walked over with a little bit of Sweet Baby Ray's, squeezed it on. They said, get used to that flavor.
Okay.
This is an American club now.
Not only did he score a goal, but he scored a great goal. I mean,
he did incredible. The run was awesome. Took the chance on his own.
He took that extra touch because you could tell that Alisson was like kind of setting his feet. He's like, all right, the shot is gonna come right. Oh no, he's not taking the shot right now.
Hit you with a little. It was whatever the opposite of a hezzy is.
Because
a hezzy is the pause. He didn't. He tapped. One extra.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He went further than you thought he was going to.
It was a misdirect. I mean, as a little comedy term.
A little matador joint.
Okay. He didn't necessarily shape his body like he was about to take a shot, but in general, that's when you take that shot.
Right.
And he was like, no, let me do just a little bit,
a little bit
extra.
I did think he was going to get to the touchline and then, you know, send in one of those diagonal crosses.
Uh-huh.
But nah, he said, everybody said relax. I got this one. First one's on me, guys.
But it made it so like, okay, AC Milan, they're going to do something. They're going to do something here out in Liverpool, out against Liverpool.
How about this stat? This is crazy. Christian Pulisic has been involved in 30 goal contributions since he got to AC Milan. That's the most of any player in Serie A since that point.
So, I mean, we can ask the question, is Christian Pulisic the greatest ever player that has played in Italy? I mean, we're just asking the question.
You know, I think the question deserves to be asked. And, you know, if the answer is no, you tell us why.
Okay, we'll put it on you, sir, to answer that. Because, I mean, the evidence feel like we have an overwhelming amount of evidence.
I dropped one stat, and I think that's enough for us to make that decision.
No, man, but the confidence, and you saw him celebrate as well. It wasn't just a like, yeah, we got one, boys. It was just like, let's go. Let's kill these fools.
He was just like, America.
but Liverpool, then
yeah,
Liverpool.
They were like, oh, that was cute.
Yeah,
that watch
was
what
cute.
We can do.
the first goal from Konate was frustrating, to say the least. It was
they were like twins. You know, one came from the left, one came from the right. Both center backs scoring.
The foul, I forgot who it was that committed the foul, that was complaining about it to the ref. He was like, it wasn't enough. It literally, my man destroyed, it was either Trent's ankle or somebody else's ankle or Andy Robertson or whatever. And so it was just a bad spot for a set piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, right outside the 18, near the end line. And he just floated the ball over. It's like, is that... I guess you would have to blame Maignan there, but Konate's also...
You know, Maignan was poor on basically both corners. Like, he didn't come out, and the other one he whiffed, right? He came out to punch, and he missed.
Yeah, this one, the one for Konate, he just, like... It seemed like he wasn't sure if he should go. Yeah. But also, Konate got up, bro. Like, I mean,
he
was,
got bunnies.
It was difficult to stop, a player. He got the ball at, like, one of the higher... the highest point.
Yeah, and started coming back down. Yeah. He's met it up there.
It was a great goal, but it was like a frustrating one to give up because you can't, with how slow the ball came in, I'm like, you got to at least put a body on him or at least try to go for the ball. Something, it seemed like something Maignan could stop. He ended up getting injured later in the game.
Yeah, he did. Well, he got injured once and then kind of stayed in the game.
Yeah.
It looked like that didn't help.
But it sounds like he's going to be fine. But he seemed like he was crying.
Did you hear that San Siro, the AC Milan fans, I think only like, there was 10,000 empty seats.
Okay.
So there were more people there for the match before the weekend than the Champions League match. You would assume more people go to Champions League, but I think it's because the owners, American owners, they raised the prices of the front area, the more expensive seats for this. So it wasn't, I don't know, people were saying it was a fan protest. Other people were saying like, no, it was just too expensive. So there were some very, very expensive seats in that category.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't confirmed this. I was looking it up. I couldn't find it. That the lower tier of the more expensive seats, so right where people were like, that's too much for a Champions League game, was around 80
euros.
80 euros.
That's, what, is that?
Is that a lot?
European standards?
By American sports.
By American standards, no. That's why.
I don't think you could even say the word Knicks for 80 euros. Whatever that is, $85?
No. 80 euros is like almost $100.
No. It's not that much.
It is that much. It's about that much.
Did you just look it up recently?
It's roughly.
What are you doing? Trading currency? When the show's not on?
It's about $90.
$90. Okay.
I was closer. I said 85. You said 100. It's about $90. $90 for a Champions game.
I mean, like, in my American brain that's been abused by capitalism in this country, I'm like, oh, what a good deal.
What a good deal. Do I get to keep my liver? And we're like, yeah, then I'll go to this game.
Yeah. It's a, but and this seems to be a thing, especially for clubs that are not used to being in Champions League. These conversations happen a lot with the supporters groups because they're like, all right, we're in Champions League. Great. This is a great thing. Everybody's happy about it. And sometimes the club is like, some of the supporter groups will ask for like a cap on the ticket prices for Champions League. And the club's like, nah.
Yeah, nah, baby.
No, that's not what we're doing out here.
You know, this is how kind of we about to make money.
You know, maybe in league play? Yeah. Sure. I mean, maybe we might be open to that conversation.
Pay for this new suit that I just got.
And that's a common thing. I mean, fans, especially in the Premier League, talk about that quite a bit. It's just we're raising ticket prices and stuff like that. But it's...
Mind you, we both want it to stay the way you guys have it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just feels a little silly to us. Complaining about 80. If I found Nick's front row for $80, I'd be like, who are we playing? What high school are we playing against?
No, man. It's look, I mean, there's obviously a line where there should be some.
Yeah, I get like $2,500 a ticket. You're like, that's ridiculous. Exactly. People pay it in America all the time, which is crazy. Yeah. But I agree with you.
Technically, there are 14 American players on Champions League rosters.
Mm.
12 of them realistically will play, but there's 14 players.
Who are the other two?
Cole Campbell, who's a young winger for Dortmund. And then Diego Cochin, who actually did make the Barcelona squad. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's 14 guys. Never had that many before.
Cameron Carter-Vickers got substituted out for Austin Trussie. So there was two Americans that played in the
Celtic dominated the game. So
Slaven Bratislava.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the other American players that scored a goal, Weston McKennie.
Huh?
Back seemingly in good graces.
Damn, when you thought I was out.
Bro, his dad, Captain John McKennie, running point on Twitter for the young man.
Bro.
He's over here. He's like, bro, I told you, my son. He believed in himself.
Yeah. Okay. After he was told 2 years in a row to pack his bags.
Okay. Yeah. If you're not following Captain John McKenna, yeah, I mean it's very entertaining. He gets in the scrum. Yeah. He does not.
He will clap back. He got time today.
Don't be talking about my boy like that.
No matter what you say. In fact, I got a little message for the ladies out there. Huh? We got a bunch of single ladies.
What is happening here?
Go date Weston McKenney, because this man, even if you kick him out, he will try harder, you know?
Wow.
If you tell him, I want to break up with you, he will start to clean the house. He will work out. He will work so hard just to keep you.
Gotcha.
Look at the way he's being treated at Juventus. He ain't leaving. Loyal.
That's amazing.
Go get you a McKenney.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, put it on a Valentine's Day card, bro.
For real.
It's beautiful.
Yo, I love you like Weston loves Juventus, bro.
He will never give up no matter how much abuse you direct his way.
He's like a dog, bro. You say, get out of here. And he just sits right there staring at you. Yell at me all you want. Get it out. I know you had a stressful day. I'm gonna be right here.
He's like, you need a cuddle? I'll cuddle. Yeah.
You know how, like, if you scratch a dog in a certain way, it pats its back leg or something?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Yo, the makeup people, like, when they do my makeup, they will take, like, a one of those little brushes that it looks like the end of the thing that ladies put the stuff in their eyelashes. Yeah,
mascara, I believe.
Yeah, but you know the end of it, like that little round brush? Uh-huh. They'll take that, and they'll just brush my eyebrows and my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if I had a back leg, I'd be doing... I mean, I guess I technically have a back leg. I would be doing that. It sends... Wow. Euphoria through my brain, dude.
Damn, bro. I think this is cheating, Alexis. You just admitted it.
By the way, my tail doesn't stand up. If you get what I'm saying, bro, it doesn't feel like that.
I think you just, you should be on Showtime's Couples Therapy, bro.
Did I tell you my boy was on there?
Yeah, yes. We
yeah,
talk
he
about
cheated.
It. I just saw.
Okay. It was right.
I definitely needed the therapy.
I could have told you at the beginning of the show. Y'all might want to lock this up. Y'all might want to find another couple.
Oh, my God. Great show. I just saw it was the last the season 4 or whatever. Very good, entertaining. Yeah, Couples Therapy is kind of one of those shows you're like.
Don't you watch with wifey?
I watch it with my wife, and
it's a terrible idea.
We watch and we're like, at least we ain't like them.
Yeah. All right, we're doing great. That. I mean, look at this. You don't like his nose, this guy.
So McKenney scoring that goal, which is great to see. Good, just right place, right time. There's
you and I have watched our favorite teams, you know, see a low cross go past 2 or 3 players and there'd be no one there to take advantage of it.
Uh-huh.
It takes certain amount of smarts and guile and bravery to make that late run, knowing you may not be for not much and you may now be out of position and have to track back.
Yeah.
And he put himself in the right spot to get a shot. And he didn't send it at the keeper.
Yeah.
He placed
it
smartly. Exactly. No pressure. No jitteriness.
Lovely to see. And my hope is that he continues to get minutes. Did he get subbed out of this game in the 75th minute for Douglas Luiz, which is like, he's the big money signing that they bring in from. He came from Villa
From Villa. Right?
So, or was it West Ham?
No, it was Villa.
It's just the same color. I hate that they have.
I can picture the jersey in my head. The one's claret and blue. The other one's blue and claret. All right, is that what's the?
So, my hope is that he finds minutes. But another American player that got minutes was Timothy Weah. He came into this game in the 69th minute.
Another player who seemingly was on the outs.
Yeah, but he was he scored in his last game. He got injured, I think, in the lead up to the goal. It was interesting because he scored the goal and he was like mad at the moment. I'm like, well, why are you so upset, bro?
Don't be mad, bro.
This is a time to be happy, you know. This who knows, this might be your last, you know, celebrate it like it's your last. I believe he had it might have been a hamstring issue or something along those lines. So great to see him back. And again, because obviously this all just leads to positive news for for the October window, the October international window for Pochettino's first games and playing for the U.S. men's national team. So these guys getting minutes.
Huge.
My hope is that in that first game, the first game that I believe is against Panama, that it's the close to the strongest squad that we have.
I also want some posi vibes, bro. It's been kind of negative. A bunch of negative Nancys around this team, you know?
Sure. I mean, we saw... It's interesting because the Champions League coverage there was a lot of conversation about just the American soccer player, because Thierry Henry had back to back from again with Pulisic and then with Grella.
Yeah,
just conversations about the. I mean, the one with which one was first?
Mike Grella was the first one.
Grella,
because that was before the game.
Correct. Yeah. The
me and my Grella on the same boat.
Yeah. So you can really can't joke around too much with Thierry Henry, but it was
it's not his thing.
Not his thing. I mean, we've learned it.
He's got a lot of great things, like scoring the most amount of goals in Arsenal history, you know?
Banta is not his cup of tea, right? But but more instead of that, just the conversation that they were having, because on the Champions League coverage, Henry is talking to Grella and he's asking him the question basically like, weren't the American players that played in Major League Soccer back then when I was in Major League Soccer, weren't they better than the American players now?
Right. And we had this argument the next day, or this conversation turned into an argument. Mm-hmm. On Morning Footy the next day.
Sure.
I kind of think it's a moot point. Charlie agrees with Thierry that the average, the median player was better then than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree. I actually think the technical level in the league has lifted since then across the board. So median, not average, median. And I think that's important. But more importantly, I think if you go back 10 years ago, players at young ages aren't getting opportunities in Europe. Young Americans, the way they are now.
Correct.
You know, Pulisic never even touched MLS and went. He would have had to have had more of a Clint Dempsey type of career where he goes to MLS, shines and moves on. You know, if you go back 10 years ago, think of the players. Landon Donovan went to Europe. I think we all agree he probably should have stayed in Europe. He came back to come back to LA Galaxy, but he should have stayed in Europe. He was playing really well with Everton.
Yeah.
And he should have stayed there. It's so frustrating that he couldn't have stayed there, whether it was his decision or LA Galaxy's. Clint Dempsey had just come back, right, because of a heart issue.
I don't know if the heart issue was a factor at that time. He came back.
I think so.
But he came back. He went to Seattle.
He played a friendly there and he saw the fans.
And
he said, I need to play here.
And he was like, you offering me how much?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Suddenly my heart feels so much healthier.
I think that was also a factor because he was older. He probably wasn't going to get the amount of money that he in England that he could have gotten.
I think Jordan Morris at this time had already maybe turned down, or no, he was a year or two away from turning down an offer. DeAndre Yedlin hadn't gone out to Europe just yet.
No.
So this is right before he gets that move. But again, because he played well in MLS. Now, was it Brian Reynolds, that kid that
He went from FC Dallas to Roma.
Was it Roma? I thought he went to Bayern Munich first. But either way,
mm-hmm.
He played one game at FC Dallas and then he gets purchased. We're talking about players that are going, Weston McKennie at a young age, boom, goes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about players that are getting opportunities. So those players would have been playing in MLS and they're very good. They're good enough to play in Europe. Yeah. And now that doesn't happen. Even think back Miguel Almirón, mm-hmm. right? Such a good player. Comes here, comes to MLS, goes to Atlanta, plays so well, he gets sent to Newcastle. He gets sold to Newcastle. That would have been an American player.
You say like he got sent to a prison. He got sent to Newcastle.
Got sent to Newcastle. I mean, weather-wise, if you ask him, Atlanta versus Newcastle.
And he was never to be heard from again.
Until he did his time for society. But if you look back, that player doesn't go to MLS.
Right.
You know, that's an American player that you maybe have to hold on to. So I think the point is moot, you know?
Yeah, it's like as far as the American player and players who play in MLS, it's a different economy and it's a different... We're not a power player in the transfer market, so to speak.
But
we're there.
Hey, John Duran.
We may not be at the table. We're knocking on the door. Hey, what's going on over there, guys? Hey,
the kiddie table looks comfortable. I'll go there.
Am I allowed to overhear something?
Is there anything left over?
So you got to give this. You know, with all due respect to Thierry, it felt a little bit of, you know, old man yelling at cloud kind of a thing back in my day.
Anytime someone says like this player would have never gotten onto this team, it's like, there's almost no way to quantify that.
How are we going to determine this?
Yeah.
Overall.
Oh, because how you remember, I'm supposed to take your word for it?
Back when Thierry was in Major League Soccer and we were looking at the U.S. men's national team, We were regularly losing to Mexico in friendlies and competitions. Gold Cups were a little bit tougher to win. Nations League didn't exist, but we weren't dominating CONCACAF in any real capacity.
Now Nations League is basically who competes with U.S. to lose.
Basically, the last easily the last like 5-6 years, Mexico. I don't even know if do you want it to be that the U.S. is sort of thriving, or is that Mexico's kind of like they're collapsing or whatever?
Both can be true.
Exactly. So the fact that the program is at a place where we're pretty dominant in the region, you know, not, at this moment right now, you could probably say Canada is probably a little bit higher than we are because the results kind of speak for themselves. But overall, this is a much better situation to be in than back in you know, 2010, 2014.
Yeah.
This is so it was a strange conversation, and it seemed like an odd question to pose to Grella. What is he going to say exactly? Nah, they were trash back then, or they were great back then. They're trash now. It's like we're about to watch Christian Pulisic play in the Sun
Siro.
We're
for Champions League. Like, this isn't League's Cup.
What's the argument that is worse? There's no way it's worse. Maybe the one thing I would argue, and this is where when I hear two players talk about this to each other, when they say like, these guys, they're not dogs like we were back then. They weren't like, you know, ruthless the way we were back.
Just replace it with this generation doesn't want to work.
Exactly. Whatever. Yeah. But at least I can understand that's a subjective opinion. That is a like, hey, they're not as tough as we were and blah, blah, blah. And whether... Sure. If you want to have that argument, cool. I get it.
Go have fun.
Have fun with it. But as far as are the players better now than they were back then?
Undoubtedly.
Of course.
They have to be. That's just how progress works.
How are they getting so many opportunities? Like that is, y'all laid the groundwork for these players to have these opportunities. Now you should be happy for them.
You walk so we ran. We could run.
Okay, that's it. So it should be a point of pride, not something to be like, again, the question of like, could any of these guys have gotten into the team with Landon? Yes.
Yeah.
Several of them could have. What is the...
And you know how we know that? We'll never will. You can't go back in time.
So it's a tough convo. But no, I mean, look, we have, well, I mean, it's 14 Americans playing in
the technically 12 will actually get minutes, but 14 are on rosters.
I mean,
you're really hard on those last two, Carter. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Those last two,
Jesus. There's 14. Two of them are complete bull.
They can't even lace up my boots.
Damn, they would have never made it into.
Carter agrees fully.
Yeah.
That it was an odd thing, and then also the conversation with Pulisic was also strange, mainly because I mean everybody on the internet is obviously talking about it, but the strange it's a big thing for obviously when you lose a game and
I think maybe to give Thierry Henry the benefit of the doubt in that moment, maybe he's like, I wouldn't want to talk to the media after
right. That's what I think.
So can we just let this guy go back into the locker room?
Right.
It's his 26th birthday today.
Thierry?
Yeah, dude, he looks terrible. No, it's Christian Pulisic.
That's right. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it's one of these days.
It's one of these days. I think because I on the broadcast, I remember hearing them say his birthday's tomorrow. And that game was on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
And today's Thursday.
Okay.
So
well,
I think it was yes. Happy birthday, Christian Pulisic.
Happy belated birthday.
So the the game was on Tuesday. So the this is a I think you know enough to be performances. I think to be fairly proud of. I think Christian Pulisic in particular. Even in this loss but him scoring the only goal, it's interesting because a lot of the conversations now that I saw after that game were like, oh, Rafael Leao is like overrated and blah, blah, blah. And the kind of people pick on him, but there's something to like, they're not picking on the American, which is like kind of wild, right?
Like, yo,
we out here, bro. We ain't getting bullied.
It's not the American owners and it's not the American players.
Damn,
bro.
So like the Portuguese taking a little bit of heat.
Yeah,
you know?
Dog, they deserve it, bro. They've had it too easy for too long.
You know, you can coast on Cristiano for as long as you have, but that's it.
His career done, bro. Okay. He's on his fifth Al Nassr manager and zero titles.
So that was a okay. And then the last thing I want to just talk about, because we obviously do have an Arsenal fan here.
Where?
Arsenal 0-0 against Atalanta in their opening match of the Champions League. This felt, I mean, for me as a neutral, big old snooze fest.
It was brutal.
Tough one. This is.
There was a sheer moment of terror within there.
Yes,
that turned into a moment of pure delight
because David Raya again saves the day.
Yes, dude, and not just the penalty, but the rebound afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Retegui, who you might not remember this. He couldn't even get on the pitch for Boca. He was playing on loan at Tigre, another team in like a second division team in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And then Italy's like, we're calling you up. We need a striker.
Wow.
And your grandfather's Italian. That's enough for us. Kid doesn't speak a lick of Italian. But now he's basically, I think he went to Genoa and now he's over at Atalanta. He takes the penalty and thank God. Thank God it is a second division Argentinian player and not someone a little bit better because he absolutely... I think
not a great pen.
Not a great pen. Not a terrible one either, but David Raya picked correctly,
mm-hmm.
parries it back across the face of the goal, which probably not what he wanted, but he got up very quickly, dives again, and saves the rebound. And that was it. That was the only real shining moment. David Raya, absolutely man of the match for me.
Overall, the performances from the rest of the players. Gabriel Jesus. What's going on with him?
Him and Martinelli... Let them go do something else. You know, have they ever thought about badminton? You know,
it's interesting because seeing Jesus when, remembering him at Manchester City, and he always just seemed like to be in the right place. And clearly Arteta and Guardiola don't play the exact same style.
Certainly not this year.
But Jesus has to do more as an Arsenal player. And whether it's hold up, whether it's link up play, whether it's just be a little bit more effective rather than just simply, you know, score goals. And he doesn't seem to be doing those things very well. Or at least it seems like his qualities are kind of like diminishing. We're like witnessing that in real time.
Not that he was the fastest ever, but his pace, he still seems about a step slower.
Yeah.
And also his match sharpness isn't there because he's not getting the minutes.
I had seen, not to cut you off, but I had seen Sergio Aguero on his Twitch. He had posted some a clip and he was talking about when Guardiola got there and Guardiola told him essentially like, look, I don't want you. You don't need to defend. You don't need to run around. You don't need to pressure. I know what you bring and I don't need you to do all those things. But he said, the only thing I need from you is to win me games. He said, win me games and you'll be on the pitch. Essentially saying, do the things that you do best, which is score goals.
And we got your back.
And we got your back for everything else. And that's kind of, I'm thinking, as in for Arsenal or even their attackers, do they have a guy that will win them games?
No.
And they don't.
No.
It's a collective effort.
It is a collective effort. By design, though, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
If they had a pure nine, maybe that conversation is different. But as of right now, it's by design. That it is by committee that you will score. I think you need Saka. Saka looked slow. He looked tired today. You need him to have an incredible game. You need Kai Havertz to have an incredible game. You need Declan Rice to have an incredible game. You need whether it's Martinelli or Leandro Trossard to have an incredible game because you're missing your single most important player that transitions a wonderful defensive squad to that attacking side, and that's Martin Odegaard. And I can't help but think if this team did not sell Emile Smith Rowe, would he be starting and shining right now in Champions League?
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be doing all right at Fulham.
I know, but I miss him now.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize I was going
to
miss him.
It's frustrating how...
if only he was more like Weston McKennie and just refused to leave.
Yo, Weston McKennie at Arsenal. I think that might be a good
fit. He was rumored for a little bit there.
Yeah, crazy. But
he's not the 10.
There's a weird lifelessness to Arsenal right now without Odegaard. It's like a little bit... I mean, even they won it at the North London Derby, but there was still something.
How good is a nice piece of Dominican chicken that didn't get any seasoning?
Like, bro, wow, man. Don't make me cry with that poetry, fam. Dog.
Honestly, bro.
You're hitting all the feels. You know, it's crazy.
Think about it. That's what it feels like, bro. It feels like unseasoned chicken right now. Like it's food,
man, bro.
But there's something missing.
We're looking to the Norwegian man to season our chicken. This has never been said before.
He's like, I'll season it. Someone get me fermented whale blubber. And you're like, no. I don't think... Stop asking the Norwegian guy.
he's very serious about that. He's using some very old timey recipes.
The guy's got techniques we haven't seen in decades.
Lard, this is why. So yeah, this was disappointing. Obviously, I think not only a disappointing result for Arsenal, but it's just a disappointing game for even the
neutral.
Look,
I actually don't think the result is disappointing for Arsenal because it's still a point from an away match in Champions League.
Yeah.
So if I could spin it positively, that's the positivity. But the match didn't leave you feeling as an Arsenal fan that yo, we got this in the bag.
I mean, also
you're thinking like, who ripped up in this bag, bro?
Man City and Inter didn't also a 0-0 game. So it's like
a little different though. Everyone called that a tactical masterclass. Ain't no one saying that about this news fest.
So a couple other notable results in Champions League were the Barcelona losing to Monaco. There was an early red card.
Changed everything.
Garcia, what's his name? First name? David? David Garcia?
I forgot. Eric Garcia.
Eric Garcia. Eric Garcia. Apologies. He got the red card, but it was Ter Stegen just terrible.
Put him in a bad spot.
Terrible decision to literally have two players wide open to his left, to his right. And he's like, hey, let me pass it to the guy that has
let me do something no one would think. Never let him know your next move. Okay. You know?
And so I feel like the midfielder knew his next move.
Yeah. He's like, I have a feeling he's gonna go to this guy that I'm smothering right now.
And you know, it leads to a giveaway and then a foul. It dog so essentially. And so Lamine Yamal scores in this game.
Yeah,
he becomes the second youngest player to ever score in the Champions League. First is Ansu Fati, his
was
teammate.
Was it Ansu Fati?
Yeah, something like 30 or 40 days. He was 30 or 40 days younger when he scored his goal.
Which goes to show you, don't buy all that Lamine Yamal stock because you saw what happened so far with Ansu Fati.
All right. There was a clip from Ronaldo's podcast, which is already a strange thing to say.
Him and Rio Ferdinand?
And Rio Ferdinand. Rio Ferdinand asked him about Lamine Yamal. He said something strange. He was like, he's a great player. I hope nothing happens to him in his career that will stop him from becoming great.
Jesus, that's a nice knees you have there. Would be a real shame if something happened.
It's just like,
why
even put that into the universe, bro?
He's a strange guy.
He's a strange guy. Anyway, there was one more I was going to mention, I think. The Bayern. Okay. Scored 9 goals.
Yeah, no. Destroyed. Dinamo Zagreb. Remember Dinamo Zagreb beat Tottenham a while ago? I was doing the watch-along. That one time I kept laughing and laughing and laughing.
Yes, I remember. I made a clip of that.
That's the same team that Bayern Munich just beat.
Okay. Yeah, that was brutal.
That's why I think Harry Kane scored so many goals against them.
Okay. Oh, really? Because of your clip.
He was like, bro, because of my clip. He's like, bro, I remember that day. It was this fat American who could not stop laughing at
me. Yeah, he
came back with a better squad. He's like, oh, these are my new friends.
So, but the interesting thing here is with Vincent Kompany, because a lot of the conversations about him when he got the head coaching job at Bayern Munich were like, oh, he's inexperienced. How's he going to take over this job? Everybody felt he was underqualified to take that that role. And he kind of clapped back at everybody. Have you seen some of his comments?
No, I haven't.
He basically told his story. He was like, you know, I was born in Brussels.
Okay, yes, I saw this.
And my
I was like, where's he going with this?
My father was like a refugee from the Congo. And like the possibilities that I would have even played in the Premier League are like 0.000 whatever. And so why should I stop believing in myself to take a job like this? And I'm like, all right.
Beautifully said.
Love it. And, you know, I believe Bayern haven't lost a game yet so far in Bundesliga.
They haven't even drawn. It's five wins out of 5 matches.
So pretty good start.
I mean, I think the guy's doing pretty good.
So, you know, it's definitely, I guess there is a little bit of bias of like how can a coach who was coaching Burnley and obviously is not a top tier sort of club. And now to go to Bayern Munich, it doesn't feel like a gradual move. It seems like a really, really high step. Like, is it going to be overwhelmed by it? But I think it says a lot about that. It isn't solely about like the tactical decision. It's like, can you handle just the media scrutiny? Can you handle the pressure and things like that? And he's obviously been in plenty of high pressure situations. So for, I think, people to doubt from that perspective is like a, maybe a little bit unfair. So it, I think it goes to say, like, your resume does not necessarily define who you are as a coach, you know, because Burnley's Burnley. Yeah. And Bayern is very little bit different.
What's his name? The guy from Spain, the Spanish coach who just won Euros.
Yeah.
Fuente?
Yeah.
No one knew who he was. He was a youth coach. Mm-hmm. Look at him. Dude, you're doing a great job.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So it's just, there's still some positive messages to the coaches out there.
Hey, Vincent, go to Minetta Tavern and get the creme caramel.
Okay. Also, split the burger with your wife.
Actually, you're a big guy. Just eat two burgers. You'll thank me later.
All right. We have to talk some Major League Soccer after this. So let's take a quick break and we'll get right back to it. All right, let's get to some Major League Soccer.
Because we did not see that get played at Yankee Stadium. Well, by one team.
By one team. Yeah. This is, we went to the NYCFC game against...
Carter also came through.
It was our first company outing.
Are you a NYCFC fan now and you want to get rid of the San Jose Earthquakes?
Unfortunately, I'm doomed to a life of pain, but it was nice. It was really nice. Thank you guys for inviting me. It was super fun to meet some of the people from the NYCFC crew, group and club, and it was a really fun experience.
Okay,
well, it's not for us.
Not for us.
Yeah, all right. Those of us who root for the boys in blue.
So NYCFC. So yeah, we'll talk about like the whole match day. There was a lot of great games, but yeah, we went to Yankee Stadium as a little, you know, bit of an appetizer for the Inter Miami game coming up this week.
Boosh, if you will.
Just to get our appetites wet for the whole Messi swap.
Oh, yeah, that's where the stadium is. Oh, that's where our door is.
Just to see, Messi's going to be playing third base. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Look at him passing the ball going, what's wrong with this, Patrick? Oh, yeah, that's right. Home runs get hit.
So, I thought it was going to be a, NYCFC, we're going to like turn things around, right? You know,
Philly's not had a great year. We could beat this team.
NYCFC have not had or New York City FC, you know, they were
new brand, new logo. No one's upset about it.
Okay. New year, new me. Yeah. All right. I thought it was after, I think, no wins in 8 matches.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, this is going to be the one at home. We'll figure this out. Mm-hmm. No, we got a whole 5 spot put on us.
Bro, hung 5. 5 runs. It looked like a baseball score.
Okay.
5-1.
Just a grand slam and a single.
Damn. Right? A grand slam and a solo home run. And by the way, like, I didn't get to watch the last 2 goals because I had to leave. I was done. I was cooked.
Yeah. You've been up for a long time.
I was cooked. And I had to go pick up my car from the service center. So I was like, all right, let me get out of here now. Bro, I had it on in the car as I'm like trying to listen to it as I'm driving. And it goal. And I was like, oh, I wonder who scored. I'm like, damn, 2 more. I left at 3-1. Yeah. I thought, well, it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to get dramatically worse.
All you basically missed is the goalkeeper, Andrew Rick, having... I thought it was Gigi Buffon out there, bro.
I saw some of that.
You saw some of them? Even after you left, there were just unbelievable saves. One of the saves off the shot from Santi made SportsCenter number 2 on SportsCenter.
Damn.
ESPN doesn't even... They don't even know. They don't even know this sport exists.
We know Carter used to work there, bro. They've never mentioned a ball getting kicked unless it's oblong and through upright.
Bro, you getting especially a top 10, and in general, it has to be an unbelievable highlight, a goal like the RSL goal from half the field. But this was it was a great save. Number 2?
It didn't, Keaton Parks, that save didn't get in there?
I know, right?
What about him banging off the post? Damn.
That was a surprise that it got that high up. It must have been a slow, with all due respect to the Philadelphia Union and Andrew Rick.
You deserve all the plaudits, but it must have been
a slow sports day.
Yeah, okay? Baseball's winding down a little bit, huh?
For that to be number 2, okay. All right. I mean,
if we can't talk about the Yankees, let's at least have Yankee Stadium in one of these highlights.
So,
It's crazy. We're about to watch Messi play at Yankee Stadium.
I know. It's it's pretty wild. It's wild. Yeah.
You ever think Pelé, you'd say those
Pelé,
words?
Didn't Pelé play at Yankee Stadium as well?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. With the Cosmos. Where they, yeah. They played in Giant Stadium was their main stadium, right?
It was. They were like in Long Island first, but once they got all the superstars, they moved it to Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I'm sure there's. Well, I'm sure Pelé. Pelé has definitely been at Yankee Stadium.
He's done
something. We'll figure that out. But yeah,
you got a freak on in the stands, you know, in a suite.
A disappointing, obviously, performance for NYCFC. I mean, what? It was. This was just a game where the goalkeeper was. It was just like. It ain't your day. You're not scoring.
Just that. Yo, the team looks different when Maxi Morales isn't on the pitch versus when he is. That guy's 37 years old.
Correct.
At some point, you got to find a backup to this dude, man. How long are you going to make him do this for?
But I would argue that they still created tons and tons of chances. The goalkeeper was unreal on the day. And sometimes the keeper has your number. The post has your number.
How do they find another Andre Blake?
Bro, that's a crazy thing. Andre Blake has been in and out this season dealing with injury, and they just seemingly brought this child from nowhere. They brought this tall child.
Yes.
And again, he just had one of the greatest games I've ever seen. And Philly just played into Miami, and he had three goals put on him. I think Messi scored two on him, if I remember correctly. And he just took that frustration and rage.
He said, I'm going to show this next
team. I'm going to show New York City FC what it's about.
I'm going to stop your stuff because I couldn't stop this stuff.
So, yeah.
That was frustrating.
So, Saturday is that, obviously a big game. A lot on the line. I think New York City FC have been, this is, I think, 4 or 5 games in, you're like, okay, a couple draws here and there. Now the cushing out murmurs or even
it's like for the third time this season.
It's like
bad.
Been a roller coaster because it's like
they never threw away the posters. They just rolled it up and kept it there and said, we probably gonna need this again.
When NYCFC had that, like, 6 or 7 game, like, not necessarily win streak, but unbeaten streak, it was like, that's my manager.
This is who I knew who he could be. I believed in you from day one.
Okay.
Let me throw this poster out real
quick. Forget that, that Apple TV footage of me holding the Cushing outside. Yeah, nah. That wasn't even me. Okay.
Nah, never existed.
That was back when we were NYCFC. We are New York City FC now.
I don't even remember that person.
Like a crazy. It's just one of those results where just like, all right. It's just going to be one of them days, and we just got to, like, kind of move on. So.
There are those days, though, where, like, you do a lot. I mean, I think, Manchester City had a similar one with so many shots, and they just don't go in. But at the end of the day, there is something about this project that feels a little stale.
Yeah.
It feels like, hey, we bought a new house. Why are we going to buy furniture just yet?
I think after this game, it was the first time, I think, in a while where I kind of just asked the question, like, we see the level of signings that LAFC is making, and they bring big names, and yes, quote unquote retirement league and blah blah blah. But
why don't some people want to retire?
Why don't
in New York?
Retire in New York a little bit?
You'll retire in New York. It's a great city to retire in.
So it's very chill,
right?
We
do got beaches. Don't Google it, but we got this place called Orchard Beach. The nickname is Chucha Beach. Do you want to see Christian's cousins eating spaghetti out of Tupperware? That is a Dominican thing.
That is a Dominican thing.
Respect culture.
Did you
ever eat spaghetti out of on the beach?
I don't know if I've eaten spaghetti out of, obviously, Tupperware.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I've done it on a beach. I probably have. There's no way I haven't.
That's like me not getting hit with a chocolate. Like, I know it has. My brain has just blocked it out.
Okay. I'm sure I have. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a perfectly... I had seen this thing where somebody was talking about spaghetti with plátanos, with plantains, and somebody was criticizing it, like, carbs on carbs. And it's like, bro, this is a Dominican staple. This is a balanced meal.
Wait, plátanos is carbs? Let's start there.
Yeah, and it's not a fruit.
Wow. Okay. News to me. Second of all, and I know a lot about food. That one's a surprise. And two, what are you talking about carbs on carbs? Who cares?
Some people do. That's what I'm saying. Because carbs...
Don't you eat plátanos with rice? That's carbs on carbs. Don't you eat plátanos? Don't you put plátanos on a Cuban sandwich?
I'm not saying I have a problem. I'm saying this is the internet, Alexis. Please don't attack me.
Have you seen the reactions to people are now sharing Dominican spaghetti or espagueti? recipes on like TikTok and stuff, and it is sending Italians absolutely. This is how something look. The internet sometimes bridges cultures. That maybe there should be a little bit of explanation before you get there. Okay,
some people don't want bridges built. That's the problem.
You know, this bridge is kind of crazy too because it starts with cooking Dominican salami in a pan, and people are like, "What are you making?" And you say spaghetti. Let me just get ketchup real quick, and then you're like, yo, I'm very confused as to what's happening.
Right, right. Yeah, this is not, it's not going to be served out in Rome,
no,
I promise.
No, no, no. No Osteria is going to be whipping this up.
So yeah, that's a whole other tangent. But
you don't get a trattoria, you get a porcheria.
Yeah. I mean, look, they had missed Dominican Republic
at the game
because it was Noche Latina.
Yes.
And so there was also a Dominican, I forgot who exactly who it was.
I think it was like Mr. Dominican Republic.
I don't think it was.
It said,
do they have a Mr. Dominican Republic?
The closed caption blocked his title. So okay. We couldn't see it.
I don't know. Señor República Dominicana. Yeah.
Hey. If there's a country that would have one, it is DR. Let's just say that.
But it's,
they do have a Mr. Dominican Republic.
Okay.
That might have been him.
Okay, maybe. I can't believe I missed out this year. It was my chance.
Bro, I just feel like if you got that application a little earlier.
Oh, and you're too old, Christian.
Oh, my goodness.
Ages 18 to 30.
Damn, bro.
Just missed a bump.
I'm 22. Cut. What do you mean?
Yeah, we just look like shit, Carter.
Okay, this just talking about soccer for 9 years has just taken it out of me, bro. Next game, I want to talk about Atlanta United and Inter Miami because this was a 2-2 draw. Mainly here, Messi played on an artificial pitch, which he
everything's
did.
Fine. He didn't combust.
Okay, so his ankles, his knees, his groin seemed to be okay. He came. He didn't start.
Thank you for checking all three of those. I do my no. This is part of our podcast. You got to let me check.
I hit a little piece of steel on all those parts just to
make
sure.
Bing, bing, bing. All right, you might want to get that checked.
Sounds good to me. but no, he didn't start this game. He came in the second half. Didn't score, but had. Guzan had a couple of really big stops. There was another one. I forgot who cleared it off the line. That Suarez took a shot and it just like he wasn't even trying to clear off the line. He was just like, oh, I'll just get in the way just in case Suarez hits it here. And boom, that's exactly where Suarez hit it. But the goal from Maranchuk, who is a new signing.
Yes. Big signing.
Big signing.
Yeah.
For he came from Atalanta.
Not the name that gets, you know, butts in seats.
Uh-huh.
But he is a high-level player.
Correct.
And you wonder, you know, you mentioned a lot of all these players are going to L.A.
Uh-huh.
What would make someone want to go to Atlanta?
So this made the rounds because, what's his first name?
Andre?
Alexei.
Alexei. Oh, cousin.
Maranchuk, they were asking him why did he choose to join Atlanta United, and this is one of the greatest answers I think I've ever seen in my life. And here goes.
Because I love hip hop.
There you go.
Love it.
I love Future, Lil Baby, Gunna, Young Thug, Offset. So that's I don't know if you know that guy.
That's my favorite part right there.
He's like, you cornballs might not mess with the same type of vibe I mess with.
Okay, you may not know about Young Slime like I do, okay?
Yeah. You might not be outside yelling Free Jeffrey the way I yell Free Jeffrey.
I love this. A Russian dude coming to Atlanta being like, yo, let me school you on game.
Yeah. Let me teach y'all about hip-hop. Who, me? Used to be called Alexei Maranchuk. Now I'm Lil Chuck.
Lil Chuck out here letting them know.
Young Lexi.
Okay.
You feel me?
He's out here being like, yo, Free Young Thug. He goes to the trials to watch along, to support his mans.
Also, he's not even getting involved in the drama. He says he loves both Young Thug and Gunna. Both sides of the argument. You feel me?
He's like, I just want peace.
Peace, bro. Okay. Bring these two together.
He just
the only thing I don't listen to is the DA. You feel me?
This is, I love this. I mean, just, it's, look, I've always, we've been seeing this a lot more. I've said this a bunch, but not only black culture, but Atlanta black culture is worldwide. It is global.
I don't even think you need to put the word black in there. Atlanta culture, that is the culture now in Atlanta.
It is the new rock and roll. I mean, we all know this. But for it to, not only just for him to like be like, oh, I've heard of this song, or I like this song. He's just like, nah, bro, Gunna, Offset, Young Thug.
You heard of them? Any of these names y'all ring a bell?
Y'all may not know.
You, the dude in the Allbirds. Any idea who I'm talking about?
I just want to highlight, you know, we've been to plenty of Atlanta United games, and we've been in the press box of those rooms.
Yeah.
Doesn't really look like a trap house necessarily. No. You know what I mean?
You don't see the same line waiting outside to get into a Young Thug concert.
There might, it's just like, I think him.
Unless Young Thug is now giving out deals on sensible trousers. You know what I mean?
He's looking at the press corps and being like, all right, there's a possibility they don't know any of the names I'm talking about.
I think their Spotify would call the cops if they played my music. So I'm going to ask if they know.
I'm just going to respectfully just check in.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, maybe you're not aware of some of the names I'm saying.
I don't want this to go over your head. You know,
absolutely.
I don't want them, you know, in when they write their articles, they're talking about Gunna and they write it G-U-N-N-E-R.
Oh, a hard R.
Like, hey, sir. No, I did not say that.
No, we didn't say that. Okay. And based on the trial, turns out he wasn't.
Okay. I clearly said it with the A right there at the end.
Instead of A. Even in another language. This is his second language, possibly third.
Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, like that.
This is badass, bro. I loved hearing that. So good on
We've seen people go to cities and try to adopt something from it, you know? People move to Italy, they're like, ciao, you know.
Uh-huh.
People go to other city, Nashville, they give them a howdy or something. You know, they do something to ingratiate themselves. This doesn't feel like he just thought this up or he looked it up. I think he even gave us the order in which he likes the rappers. You know what I mean?
I also think that he might have signed with Atalanta because he thought he was going to Atlanta. And we're like, oh, what have I got myself into?
Bro.
I'm in the wrong place.
None of these people have heard of Offset.
They don't know Gunna.
This is ridiculous.
Bergamo.
This food is delicious. But the vibe is off.
Bro, there's literally no chicken and waffles out here. This crazy. Is crazy.
Bro, I went to a place that sold waffles and there was no fighting. I can't live here. I need to go.
Casa di Waffle. Yeah. No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Get this off my plate. And then they kicked me out. I tried to fight three people.
Okay. I thought I was contributing to the culture that already exists here. No, I was wrong.
No wings in Atalanta, bro. Okay. I said lemon pepper. They handed me a lemon and a shaker full of pepper.
Oh my goodness. So, dude, this is great. I love seeing that. Let's move on real quick. Portland hosted LA Galaxy. LA Galaxy, after their win in El Tráfico, you
thought they're back.
Yeah,
right?
You thought they're back.
They're in first place. They've been back all season. But you thought, oh, they're going to coast now into the playoffs. And Portland was like, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on 1 second.
And Portland has been like real strange this year. You know, even, you know, obviously.
Super inconsistent.
Inconsistent, but like big names that they've signed. Where are they in? They're in eighth place on 43 points. But the Western Conference.
Big win for them just to get back into the playoff picture. Solidify themselves.
The Western Conference is very competitive, especially for those playoff spots. It's a little bit closer. Like, you know, teams in lower in the Eastern Conference have a decent chance of still qualifying for the playoffs. But Evander, who scored two goals in this game, and we've spoken about Evander a little bit because I believe it might have been New York City FC's first home game that they played against Portland. I remember he scored a banger late in the game. NYCFC were like leading, and then they ended up scoring two goals, I think, to end up winning the game. But Evander got very high praise from his coach, Phil Neville. And some people thought it was a little bit excessive, but
we're just pleased that
see.
We had the best DPs on the pitch tonight. And I think in Evander, we've got someone that's playing to an MVP level. And you know, I've said it from probably in the first month of the season. I think I said he's the best number 10 in the league. People laughed at me. People questioned me. People thought I was joking. But I think...
Well, we're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to question it a little bit.
Look, Evander is an incredible player. One of the top number 10s in the league. But have you heard about this guy named Messi, though?
There is literally, I mean, it's just, if he just wore any other number, I think the conversation would be very different. We'd be like, okay, I think this is a fair argument.
Right.
Evander being up there. But yes, it's a bold statement.
And obviously, he means the position.
Right. And
but that's also Messi's position right now.
Messi's, I mean, you could argue Messi's almost every position to some degree. But Evander... Overall, I think a player that is very, very underrated in this league.
He came from Michelin. Michelin don't make mistakes, right? We've talked about Michelin before. They're the XG team.
Is that their thing?
Michelin.
They don't make mistakes? I mean, what a
book. They're an XG team. They only buy, like, those types of players. And it's not just cheap. It's, like, players that, like, rank really high in certain
Moneyball style
saber metrics, right? They're the first team to have a throw-in coach. That's where Liverpool got theirs, right? They were the first team to have a set-piece coach. They are very advanced. They don't go out and buy players that they think like, oh, maybe they'll be good in the future. They buy players that are showing you that they can be good right now and that they can develop into an even better player and sell them. Now, maybe Evander didn't go to a major, you know, European club, but that was a big, big deal when Portland got them. Actually, we know his agent. I'll explain who it is after. okay. But... He's one of those players that, like, supremely talented. He just needs to find a way to become a bit more consistent. And if that's the case, I mean, he, 14 goals and 14 assists.
Yeah. That's no joke. Yeah.
That's no joke. If he was on a slightly better team, bro.
Yeah. It's like Lucho numbers, right?
Yeah.
Lucho Costa. And after watching him play in person, the main thing I like about him is, like, when I first heard of him, I was thinking like, oh, okay, a Brazilian player, maybe bring some style, some flair. But he's a bit more subtle. He's not necessarily flashy, but
he's not Joga Bonito.
He's not Joga Bonito, but it's like
Bruno Guimarães.
Yeah, maybe that.
A little bit rougher, a little bit tougher.
Yeah, not the physicality of Bruno, but definitely, like, he is clever. He honestly, this is sort of what he reminds me of. He's a little more of a midfield version of Nacho Piatti. And Nacho Piatti was just clever, not the fastest, but just you didn't want to dive for the ball because you might foul him and you might get a penalty.
Yeah.
He's just perfectly, like, clever and again, great on set pieces and great from long distance shots. And we've seen that in person.
Didn't we also see a highlight of him not too long ago with, like, an amazing bicycle kick? A couple weeks ago, I remember seeing that.
Did he make it? I don't know. I don't know if he did, but I don't remember.
But I mean, he has that in his locker.
Without a doubt.
But I see your point of someone, like, you don't want to get too close to him because you know he's going to burn you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want to give him too much space because you know he's going to burn you.
he's that lethal.
Yeah.
And he's also like a, not, I mean, in the goals that he scored, he scored when he celebrates goals or chooses to not say, he scores goals like on no matter who he scores on, he reacts like he used to play for that team.
Right.
They
smited him.
There's like he was wronged in some way by that team because he is just so calm. He's just like, all right. Yeah. All right. 95th minute equalizer. Okay. Yeah. You know what I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'll do that because I hate this team.
Just with no emotion.
Like, dude, you have no connection to that team. I don't think you understand what I said. I absolutely hate this team.
So wild. You know, overall, but again, really, really good player. And I think I say that he's underrated, but I think this is what is the result of having so many MLS teams that I didn't even know he had 14 goals and 14. This is, like, ridiculous. Again,
no one's talking about Portland.
Nobody's really talking about Portland that much, but this isn't like now.
Also, his player traits are crazy. 98% chances created, 98th percentile, 95th percentile in touches, 93rd percentile in shot attempts, 96th percentile in goals. All right, don't ask him to jump, is what we're learning. He's in the 22 percentile in aerial duels won.
Dude.
And he does not track back.
Yeah, dude. So, no, impressive player. And because, again, there's just this too many teams to follow, too many players to follow. But yeah, we just wanted to shine a light on Evander. And thank you, Phil Neville, for talking about the MVP season of your midfielder. Because yeah, he's doing incredible.
The second best number 10 in the league.
So, all right. Let's wrap up this segment. We'll be back in just a bit. We have some Rapido reactions after this. All right, let's do some rapido reactions. We have 90 seconds to discuss the topics that our producer Carter is going to bring up to us. So, Carter, take it away.
All right, our first rapido reactions of today.
EFL in Spanish, the first word. Thank you.
Also, this whole segment has to be in Spanish, Carter.
Apúrate.
No pressure.
Manchester United ganar.
You just said it with a slightly Spanish accent. Manchester United.
Our culture is not a costume. just give us reason to attack, Ryder.
EFL Cup. Manchester United destroy Barnsley 7-0. Your thoughts?
Damn,
bro. I mean,
Gaga Slonina just got there, bro.
Yeah, I kind of want to focus on that because how could they do that to our American goalkeeper? Yeah,
there's also an American defender. I don't know if he played in this game. I think he got injured, but Donovan Pines. I don't know if you remember him. From
yeah, of
FC
course,
from
DC United. United.
I mean, he was he's out there. Maybe he's like, hey, ain't my fault. I wasn't there. I don't know if he was at this game, but damn, Gaga Slonina still young.
Yeah,
he did. A lot of lessons will be learned. This might be one of them.
I think, look, you can't, when it's 7-0, that's not on the goalkeeper.
Can't be on the goalkeeper. There's no way. What was he, turned around for most of the match?
He tried his best. He's like, hey, look at the people I work with.
Yeah,
I
mean, I don't know what's happening to him, bro.
So,
this ain't my choice.
I give credit. Gaga Slonina did write an Instagram post, and he said, thank you for the support, you Reds. Yesterday proved us to us all how much work we have to do to play at the top level. We won't let this bring us down, but prove Saturday that it made us stronger. And the fans were showing support. So
what a mature way to handle it.
The young goalkeeper.
Because, you know, I'd be like, yo, you don't know me. You know what I mean? That's more of my vibe.
Why'd I even accept this loan deal? Right? I don't want to be here.
Y'all lucky you got me, fam. It's more of the energy I would have had.
So, a disappointing. For Manchester United, it's like, all right, they should have won, but by 7, maybe this boosts their confidence a little bit. Who knows? Yeah. But
he's like, yo, I thought that said Burnley, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. That's the only reason I came.
I get them confused all the time.
That's my bad. I was like, yo, we're visit company.
So, yeah, dude, I feel bad for the result, but it seems like he's handling it like a mature adult.
He's very mature.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
All right. Next year, Daniele De Rossi sacked after just 4 matches this season by Roma.
Yeah,
yo, in June, they gave him a 3-year contract.
That's the wildest part. It's just more about like,
they're
okay,
like, yo, you are our guy. 4 games in, they're like, you are no longer our guy. What was we thinking?
Club legend, club failure, more like it.
Yeah, grand opening, grand closing.
It's whenever this happens with any club of like these, they seem like rash kind of decisions. To do this with De Rossi, who is, again, the first game I ever went to was in a Roma against Real Madrid, a friendly. And I believe De Rossi was in that game, if I remember correctly. But clearly such an important person in the history of this club. What, is it disrespectful to give him this, to let him go in this time? Do you think it's like rude to him? Because that's what I'm thinking more about.
I mean, the answer is always going to be yes, because I don't think there's like a proper way to do it besides he has like a 20-year career and decides to walk away.
Right, right.
There's no other way, right? At some point, you've got to let the manager go. The managers know that getting fired is part of it. The real question for me is, did you have enough time, man?
Right, right.
You have enough. I mean, I heard that they hadn't won in their last 11. I don't know if that's true. Maybe they won once in their last 11. Mm-hmm. But once you see that, you're like, I mean, yeah, it kind of fizzled out at the end of last season. Remember, he came in for Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
And all the fans were like, this is too defensive. This sucks. We look like Tottenham. No disrespect. and he immediately, Daniel De Rossi came in and said, how about you guys pass to each other versus just into space? Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, they look better. They're flowing. It's fun to watch. They're winning games. They couldn't be big teams, and I think that's what did them in.
All right,
next year, Man City's kits versus Inter Milan.
Okay, so in the Champions League, they debut these I believe third kits. And I mean, there was a lot of commentary online about it. It wasn't great. Wasn't great.
It's not good.
I don't love it. We're looking at it now. And then, you know, there's like teal and yellow, and then there's like a gradient. There's a lot going on.
There's got to be something related to the city of Manchester as to why you did this, because this was not like a designer being like, yo, I got this idea.
At some point, they release three new kits every year for Premier League clubs. You're going to run out of ideas. You're going to, some of them are going to have to be a little kooky.
Yeah. This one, kooky.
But Akanji, during the game against Inter, he accidentally passed it to the referee. And he said, quote, "I like the kit a lot, but I got confused with the referee on the sideline and thought it was Bernardo. And I passed the ball to him."
You know how teams sometimes have to change their shirts because the away shirt looks too much like the ref should have to change his shirt to the stripes. Why are you wearing a yellow kit right now, ref?
That's right. You look like an NFL umpire unless you're playing Newcastle.
Right.
Then you got to switch it up.
They should have to wear all black.
Okay.
And a shiesty.
You will not be able to confuse who the referee
I think
is.
I know who the ref is. If he out here in a shiesty.
Also, Maranchuk will be like, yo, that's my guy, bro.
You need one? I got my own brand.
So, yeah, not a, as far as the kit itself, like, this seems like one of those kits, like, in a couple years, people are going to be like, yo, what? It's like, you show up to a party.
This might not be one of those.
Watch.
All right, next year, Paulo Gazzaniga of Girona.
Easy with that word. Oh, what'd you say?
No, you got it. Yeah.
Paulo Gazzaniga's howler against PSG to give them the game.
Yeah, this was a disappointing, I think, for Girona.
I watched a Golazo show with Nico and Nigel, and it was terrible. The only reason I watched it was because they were both in pain because it was like no goals being scored yesterday.
Right.
But they kept saying about how Paulo Gazzaniga was the man of the match for them. And then as Nigel said that, he lets the ball go through his leg. Own goal. Yeah. Gut-wrenching, dude. He had some amazing saves in this
Literally,
game.
You know, he's the next Buffon. Yeah. He's having an incredible game. A huge result is Girona's first time in Champions League. This would have been super, super cool. Right, first like time, if, right? They didn't get make it last year.
This is like
year.
If you get your lady a hotel room and you say, girl, go in there. When I'm ready, I'm going to come in. I'm going to surprise you. Bring flowers. You bring chocolate. First thing you do is go down on her. And then you look up and it's not your wife. It's the wrong room. That's how this felt.
That's exactly. Yeah. So we were all thinking.
I know we were all on the same page. In pre-production, when Carter brought this up,
I was just going to say the ball deflected a little bit. It wasn't.
Dude.
Entirely his fault.
The simplest thing in the world is two hands pick it up and it went through his hands.
It hit the deflection. If the ball did not deflect, I think it would might have been
fine. It didn't change the speed. It went too fast. He reacted incorrectly.
I mean, what are you going to do? But I mean, clearly the deflection had something to do with the goal going in.
I don't think so.
You know, it was unfortunate and no points for Girona. But, obviously important points for PSG. They needed them.
All right, last one here. Dinamo Zagreb's coach, Sergei Yakirovich, gets fired after losing 9-2 to Bayern.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't take 9 L's in one game.
But you know,
they also lost to Hajduk Split the week before or that earlier the weekend, which is their biggest rival. So already people were like, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah.
And then you take nine goals?
Nine goals is bad. Sometimes, at least for me, sometimes with like the clubs that are, you know, that play in like the weaker leagues, you know, losing in Champions League is not the worst thing in the world. I mean, yeah, like
you lose 4-2, you lose 5-2. That's still a little embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but
you're like, all right, I get it. You lose 5-1, right? At Yankee Stadium, it's fine.
It's Bayern.
Yeah.
You understand. But nine is like something the players don't believe in you.
Bro, the players don't believe in themselves.
Yeah. You're not even my real dad type not believing in you.
Bro, like,
can't get through to them.
Don't drink the drink they just brought you, bro. They don't love you like that.
Nine goals is bad, but you scored two.
In 2 minutes.
Two goals? Okay.
There's a little glimpse of something.
You think that would save his job a little bit?
Nah, pride. You got to have some pride. You can't let nine. After six goals, you're like, someone's leg's getting broken if they come into this box.
Also, it's a little bit of like Harry Kane patting his stats a little bit, bro. He's just having a good time out there.
A lot of pens, bro.
I think it was one penalty and two goals or two penalties and one goal. I don't remember.
I forgot what it was, but I watched the player stomp on the other player's foot.
Yeah.
And he looked at the ref like, what'd I do? And he's like, you know what you did. We have 4K cameras that showed what you just did, bro. Okay. You don't even need to go to VAR. That was so obvious.
Even the VAR simulation thing shows you stepping on the little AI guy's foot.
The camera, the TV's just stomping.
All right, another Hanabi Love reaction in the book. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you, Carter.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Carter.
Okay, Cartier.
Hey,
there we go.
Damn.
I'm the first one who's ever called him that.
Wristwatch is our producer, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Rolex. For a while, my nickname was Rolexus.
Yes, I do. I know this. Carter may not be aware, but this is, he was also the vice president of the modeling club. There's a lot of
true story.
Cooligans.
There's, what is it?
Cooligans Canon.
Canon, yeah.
Cooligans Canon that you need to kind of catch up on. There's a lot going on. There's a lot that's happened. Anyway, thank you again for tuning in, everybody. We are back.
Also, I hate the flex. Christian worked at a GameStop. I mean, this guy.
I mean, I don't know.
They're banging on the door, dude. He's married.
Hey, bro. Okay. You know, I'm definitely not a virgin. Let's go.
Had a kid, which proves it.
Y'all know about my life. Huh? That's right. Just me and Miranchuk listening to Atlanta hip hop being cool. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. We'll be back on Monday. Again, we have a big guest on Monday. We're going to be talking about some Love Undercover. Mm. If you haven't seen it, watch the show. If you want to be up on game by Monday, because we're going to be talking about that show quite a bit.
We promise this time.
Yeah, it'll be great. So we'll see you then. All right, everybody. Take care. Peace.
Love you guys.